Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
How do we feel about the Houston Rockets? How do they currently stack up in the Western Conference? Because I have some questions or some concerns. It's The Drive. I'm Luke Morrow alongside Chris Partee, Colin Neal on the steel wheels.
Here Super
on-
producer Colin.
Yeah, some people would say
like
super
that.
Producer Colin.
Yes, I agree.
I was waiting. Props to you for waiting a whole hour to drop that one in. I would have hit that right off the top.
Yeah, he's modest. He's modest.
Somewhat enough. Modest enough to wait an hour.
Yeah. I don't want to make it all about me, you know.
So. It's about you right now, Colin.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I tried to thank B. Scott and Patrick Creighton for the pizza that was left behind, and then Colin said, actually, you should thank me. He says one thing on air, says another thing off the air.
But also, shout out to B. Scott and PC for that.
Yes, and Colin for picking it up.
Thank you.
And
thank you, gentlemen.
And all I ask is credit where credit is due.
You are a gentleman and a scholar.
Yeah, thank us all.
And thank you most importantly for not eating all the pizza so that there was some left
right.
for Chris and I to partake here this afternoon.
Luckily, there's no show after us today, so
that's right.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's right. We don't have to save
it. We can finish it off, guys.
But also, if pizza's been sitting out, by the time you get to the show this evening, you have pizza that's been sitting out for 8 hours. Are you still eating it?
Sometimes you don't care.
I usually don't care.
If you're hungry, yeah.
I might care the next day.
But the same day?
Well, I'm saying I might care the next day because of the decision I made the day before.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm like, that was a dumb decision.
Sometimes you got to roll the dice.
Are y'all a cold or hot pizza?
I can do either. I mean, I guess I prefer it hot, but sometimes cold. I guess it depends on where you get the pizza. Because sometimes cold, the next day after being in the fridge, is the best.
Yeah, well, that was cold pizza. I would classify
but it hasn't
that.
Been in the fridge, though.
I think that's classifies room temperature.
That's tepid.
Yeah, it's
tepid.
Definitely room temperature. It's tepid.
Lukewarm.
But hey,
listen. Lukewarm.
Might say.
But I bumped.
Listen, though.
He's here all week, people.
Mm-hmm. Just, hey, no matter if it's cold or hot, one team that was cold and one team that's now getting hot again,
ooh.
The Houston Rockets.
Oh, yeah. Look at the super producer.
Love the segue there.
Getting us back on track.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can get off track
he
a
said,
little
enough
bit.
Of your nonsense.
But
get back
what,
in line.
Hey, the man does his job well.
So anyways, I was at the store the other day. And no,
H-E-B?
Yeah. So the Houston Rockets have won three in a row. They play the Brooklyn Nets tonight, 5 o'clock Central Time, so they'll tip off while we're still on air. And they're favored by like 15, obviously. You know,
it's
Brooklyn
the
Nets.
Nets.
Yeah. Should be an easy win for the Rockets tonight. Would get their fourth straight victory. And that comes after a bit of a lull. They lost 4 out of 5. Now they've won 3 in a row. Should get another win tonight. Sitting at, what, 20-10 right now is the Rockets' record?
Yeah.
Chris, how do you feel currently now that we've seen a large enough sample size? You know, obviously 82 games in a season, so we're 11 games away from the midway point already, which is hard to believe. But now that we head into January, how do you feel about this Rockets team compared to what you thought going into the year? Have they met your expectations? Have they impressed you even more? Have they disappointed you a little bit? How would you assess the first 30 games of this Rockets team so far compared to your expectations?
Like some other people, like some fans, that little rough patch they had, I guess, last week, week before last, a couple weeks ago. Where they lost to some really bad teams. I think it was the Jazz, the Pelicans, a couple other teams in there. I didn't think the sky was falling, but of course you're worried about that a little bit. But they are 10 games over 500, 30 games in. So a little bit over a third of the way through, almost halfway through the season, they're 10 games over 500. They're right about where I thought. I believe they're fourth in the West right now, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they should be pretty much most of the year, if not all year, at least in the top four, if not the top two, in this conference. Like that's how good I think, you know, coming in, that's how good I thought this team could be. You know, largely based on adding Kevin Durant, but also based on what they did last season. They were the number two seed as well.
Yeah.
So largely based on that too. There's been talk out there about, do they need to bring in a point guard? I don't know where you sit on that. I don't think it would hurt to test the waters. No, I love what Reed Shepard's done, but you have to ask, and obviously he's mostly coming off the bench here, but you have to ask, you know, do they have the backcourt in place that can get them over the hump?
Yeah.
And get them, for one, out of the first round.
Right.
Now, because that's all going to depend on the matchup in the first round. And you feel pretty good if they're a top three seed. Hopefully they don't fall any further than that. You know, they're four right now, but I believe they can finish top three in the conference. But like most years, the Western Conference is just deep.
It is.
And you got another. You got the Spurs coming on.
That's the problem.
You got OKC, obviously.
Yeah.
You got Denver. Now, I know Jokic went down with an injury. Now, how bad was that injury, though?
Yeah, I know.
I don't know how long
he's
out.
They're saying 4 weeks.
Okay.
He avoided a season ender.
Okay. See, yeah, right there.
But I'm curious for this month. I'm curious how the Nuggets do over the next month because, to your point, the West is so tight. I mean, the Rockets are a game and a half behind the Nuggets, that 4 weeks without Jokic could be enough to drop Denver behind Houston for good, right, for the rest of the season.
I mean, that could be enough to drop them down, you know, to where they're battling for six and not falling into the play-in.
Yeah, right now,
that's enough.
They're only 2.5 games out of the play-in.
That's the thing about the West is so tight.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere from 9 up to, you know, about 3 or 4 is just, you know, OKC is probably going to continue to run away. Just they're. It feels like with OKC, their only kryptonite right now is San Antonio. They've lost to them 3 times already. So it's just amazing how crazy deep the West is. Like, you just don't know how it's going to unfold.
Yeah. You can join the conversation, 713-572-4610 on the text line. Get to us in the YouTube chat as well, where Joseph Saragusa, my kind of guy, Saragusa said,
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
He corrected me when I said should have an easy win against the Brooklyn Nets tonight. And he said, Rockets don't have easy wins against bad teams. That's fair. I mean, yeah. The Rockets have lost to the bottom five teams in the Western Conference already this year. Which are bad losses. I had the Rockets at the start of the season in the top three. I said, you can finish behind OKC. You can finish behind Denver. I would expect that. But then I would put Houston right there. And so they're not that far off because they're the four seed right now. And as we just touched on, Denver might fall back from the pack here over the next month. The big concern to me, well, I have a couple concerns, but when I look at the standings, the biggest concern for me when looking at the Western Conference and how the Rockets currently stack up is what you mentioned, is the Spurs. The fact that the Spurs have already seemingly passed Houston in about a year, not even a year and a half.
They wedged themselves in here.
While adding Kevin Durant in Houston, and now you look over and it's like, oh, shoot, the Spurs, and they're more than Victor Wembanyama, and they got, they're all youth. They got a good team.
They are Man, they're young.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're the youngest team in the league, but, man, those guys are good.
And so that worries me is like, well, now all of a sudden, like I thought the Rockets would be right there in the
Should
top tier.
Should be that team. Yeah.
Yeah, now all the Spurs already passed them. So I think the Rockets are that number four team in the West. But what really worries me about Houston, because the Rockets have played well, obviously the 20-10 record looks good on paper. They've had a good offensive rating. They got a lot of talent on paper. Yeah. I like this Rockets team. I think there's a little catfish aspect to the Rockets, though. Because I think when you dig a little deeper, there's a lot of troubling numbers for Houston. And I wonder how well they can handle adversity. The Rockets this year have lost all of their back-to-backs, the second night of the back-to-backs. They are only 10-8 on the road. They are under 500 against teams that have better records than them. There's something like 3-6, I think it is, against teams that are better than them. The Christmas Day game against the Lakers was a good showing, but before that, you know, they didn't have a lot. They lost two out of three to the Nuggets. They lost to the Thunder. They lost to the Spurs. They lost to the Pistons. They lost all the best teams they've played. They've lost pretty much all those games outside of the one win to the Nuggets. And then the most troubling thing to me, honestly, and I mentioned this to you before we came on the air today, I love Kevin Durant. I've always said, if you could create a player, you're playing NBA 2K and you're making yourself, you would just make yourself to be just like Durant. He is the most skilled,
well-rounded
scorer. Yeah, when it comes to like weapons and ability on offense.
Nah, bro, you're just a cheeser at that point.
A cheeser, yeah.
I come from a guy that plays 2K quite a lot. Like, come on, man, play some ethical basketball.
Ethical basketball? Huh? Yeah. What's that? What's that?
I don't know. We just like messing around.
We're talking about the NBA here. Yeah. What is that?
Who would you create yourself if you were making a player in 2K? Who would you most resemble? Greg Ostertag?
No, Scotty Barnes, man. Scotty Barnes.
Oh, okay.
Why Scotty Barnes. Gotta be Greg Ostertag?
I don't know.
Colin, do you know who Greg Ostertag is? You remember?
No.
Well, you don't remember him. You weren't born yet, but.
No.
Look him up. Just look him up.
That was the first name that popped into mind.
I wouldn't take that, Colin. But, I wouldn't take that.
But you know,
Greg Ostertag.
Luke, you talk about though Kevin Durant's importance and all that good stuff. Do they need to rely on him more though in the closing situations? Because they still go to Alpie quite a lot in those situations.
So you don't want to see Alpie with the ball in his hands as much.
I don't want to. I'm not saying that. Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't want him at all to not have the ball. Yeah. But it's just like sometimes. The Rockets lost a couple of games because of how Alpie has handled at end of game, especially like with the Kings when he tried to foul bait a three, and then that allowed them to drive the Kings to drive down the court and hit a game tying shot to send it to overtime, which they eventually lost.
Well, here's my thing with all this, and what I was getting to with Durant is that I love Durant, but I do have questions about him in the clutch moments because The biggest concern, I listed those numbers for the Rockets this year. My biggest concern is that Houston's 6-8 in clutch games, which is 19th best in the league.
Yikes.
For comparison's sake, the Lakers, say what you will about the Lakers, they're 10-0 in clutch games. And if you're curious, clutch games are games that are within three possessions in the final 2 minutes. Or technically two possessions, because I think it's five points.
I think
points.
It's 5 points.
Yeah, so technically points, that could be two possessions, a 3 and a 2.
Yeah.
But games that are within 5 points in the last 2 minutes, just to simplify it.
Yep.
Lakers have won every one of those. When they lose, they usually get blown out.
Austin Reeves been balling. That's
why. But the Rockets are only 6-8 in those games, not always against good teams. And so, look, maybe that's a small sample size. But then I was thinking, well, let me go back and look. And with the Suns, Durant was 500 in those. Well, the Suns with Durant, I should say, were 500 in clutch games. Where you look at last year, it was one of the best things about the Rockets. The Rockets were sixth best in the league last year. In clutch games, they were 26-18, sixth best winning percentage in the NBA. This year, the Suns are now in the top 10 in clutch games. So, you know, if you're looking at, well, what's changed? Okay, so Durant was on the Suns. They were not good in late tight situations, but the Rockets were really good without Durant. Now Durant comes to Houston. Oh, suddenly the Suns are one of the better teams in these late tight games, and the Rockets are much worse in those close games this year, despite having Durant. Compared to last year, it's probably unfair to put it all on KD, but it's a bit of a troubling trend for me because if you're going to win in the playoffs, going to go win a championship, you're going to have to win on the road where they're struggled. You're going to have to win close games. You're going to have to beat good teams. And those are the three areas where they've struggled most so far this year.
Yeah, I did not know those stats. That's rough because you would have thought bringing in Kevin Durant that they would either, you know, kind of stay where they were or really improve. On especially in the clutch, because KD is known as a closer, especially when he was, you know, in Golden State and in OKC, he was known as a closer. So you would think coming into this team that that would continue on, but obviously that has not been the case. And as far as them, you know, their woes on the road, yeah, you got to get that turned around for one, because obviously in the postseason you're gonna have to go on the road and you're gonna have to win big games. And if you're also not very good in the clutch. It's going to be a short playoff run this season.
Mm-hmm.
that's what those two things together equal for me.
Yeah, so those are my worries. Where good record.
They're valid. They are valid.
Good team on paper. They look good. Yeah. All these sort of things.
But once you dig a little deeper.
Right.
Like Luke did, he dug a little deeper.
Yeah. It's like you see these photos online, and then people that have Photoshop skills are like, oh, actually, this was changed. Here's a filter. This was altered. Yep. You did all these things. And it's like, oh.
If you know what to look for.
When you zoom in a little bit.
Yeah.
Doesn't look as good. When you zoom in on the Rockets' resume so far, I have some concerns about this team. On paper, they're one of the most talented teams in all of the league in the West. That's why they're the 4 seed. But they've struggled, like I said, on the road, in back-to-backs, which you don't have to worry about in the playoffs, but still just that adversity.
Yeah,
they've struggled on the road, back-to-backs, against good teams, and in late and tight situations, which to me is most important.
Mm.
On the text line, they said, we miss Dylan Brooks, huh? And somebody else said the Rockets prove they can hang with the upper echelon of the league. They just can't close. The lack of a point guard is hurting them. But that's the most important thing. It's like the whole Seinfeld bit where you can take a reservation, but you don't know how to hold the reservation. And that's the most important part of a reservation. Anyone could just take reservations. But the real ones have to hold those reservations for your car, your rental car, or your restaurant table. Same thing. You can hang. That's great. But the champions are the ones that then win those close games.
You have to
Thank you.
You have Super to close. Producer. You got to be closing.
Yeah.
And that's ABC, always be closing.
That's right. You could always join the conversation, 713-572-4610. Philip, if you do hang on, we'll get to you when we come back and also get to not only the Rockets, but the Texans. Circling back to the Texans, have they become the new Patriots? I'll explain what I mean. It's The Drive.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.